And we knew this because she said when we were walking, she was, I hope it picks on you instead of me this time. And I was, you know, okay, let's do it. Because, you know, you go into it going, oh, okay. Because you know that it takes weeks and weeks for these people to get these footage and stuff. So you know that chances are that something's not really going to go on. Well, that wasn't the case. Because I don't know what I call it a spirit box, but I'm not sure what you call it. But the one that has, like, the radio frequencies. Because the theory, I don't know if you want to explain what the theory is for a ghost to use that.
Sure. It has to do with, it actually goes back quite a ways. They did it in England. It was a little bit different setup back then. But pretty much the basics of it is that they're able to use that sound, but also kind of infiltrate the audio or the radio and be able to make voices. When I first heard about this, I thought it was a joke, but our first investigation we used with it was down in Alton, and we actually were in a bar and asked a guy, do you want a drink? And he says, I like to drink. And I say to Bobby, I'm like, it sounded like he just said I like to drink. And he goes, I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that kind of shot us into, like, oh wow, this actually works.
Well, tell the second part of that, because then Chris says, well, what do you like to drink? And he said, I like beer.
Yeah.
So it's a ghost after our own heart.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, and the cool thing about that, again, in a bar, and we found out later, it was a guy that, well, not so cool, but he was killed in that bar. So, I mean, it kind of put some story to what we actually experienced. But so yeah, they're able to manipulate the radio and make some sounds. Now, I'm not always a surefire fan of that because, you know, you're in the Quincy area,
right.
There's a lot of radio stations,
right.
And so you're picking up a lot of those frequencies as you go along, so you kind of have to weed out some of those things. If you hear, you know, Metallica playing, you kind of think that's probably not a spirit.
Right.
Yeah, so you have to keep an eye on that. But what we do notice a lot of times is, you know, those frequencies are scanning so quickly that, you know, you might hear, you know, one word from one song, but sometimes what we really hear and we're really interested in is when they go and say, I like to drink. Well, that's 10 different frequencies right there that they're going through.
You're hearing syllables, defined syllables,
yeah.
Which can't be mashed together.
Yeah,
like somebody's mashing it literally with...
I mean, you would have to be under a 100,000-watt radio station or a tower for to get that length of a word into those frequencies. So that's the basics of it. But yeah, we've had some great experiences with that.
And we had experiences with that very thing. That's one of the things, like with Rocky, again, he had made, and I don't think this is with the spirit box, sort of say, but he had made a statement. I don't know if you recall at what point you did this, Rocky, but it was pretty early in the investigation when you said, if I hear my name on an EVP, I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to be booking it back to Payson, and y'all are going to have to bring my wife home. You said that, did you not?
Yeah.
So he had made that statement. So we got to, you know, Chris was listening to it later on, but well, it said Rocky's name. I'm just going to tell you that. And we have that. You have that
mm-hmm.
audio. So you guys will have that audio to hear. And it clearly says his name, which was fun. But to me, the best part was in the spirit box. Was it remembered you, Bobby?
It did. It it said you know, which is another to kind of tag on to Chris, which makes me believe it when it happens this way, when it starts making these nasty four-letter words.
Yes,
you're not going to get that on a radio.
Yeah,
no,
you're not
going to
find that on a radio station.
No.
And unfortunately, we had Foul Mouth Fred with us last night. Actually, his name is Robert, supposedly Robert and Jesse, I think, is who the two people we were dealing with last night. But he was a potty mouth. I can certainly tell you that.
He's not overly friendly.
No, and he did. He called me a really bad word.
And he said your name because I think it was you, Chris, that said you were Rocky. And you'd said, hey, do you remember Bobby? Do you remember what happened with her? And then he said her name and called her. It's a word I can't use on the FCC, but it starts with a C, so you kind of know what he was saying. And you know, because we all kind of look at each other like, did you hear that? Because it's not something you would hear.
Right.
On
mm-hmm.
any FCC-regulated anything, any
mm-hmm.
kind of radio waves. And then Rocky was asking a question, and I think it was something like, and again, we have that evidence, and you guys can hear the audio of it, because, you know, Chris captured it. He said, are you guys messing with us? And then there was nothing. And then he said, are we invading your space? Are we messing with you? And it said, well, it started with an F, and it was you. So, and it was audible, because all four of us kind of looked at him like, did you hear the one that said?
And it's very clear on the recording. I mean, it's very, very clear. Yes.
Mm-hmm.